Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This life-changing, life-altering segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. Any roofing issue, doesn't matter what it is. You know what you do? You call 760-743-8803. You mention David Spoon. You get $700 off the job. I mean, come on. That's a good deal. But the bottom line is, if you hire them, they'll treat you as though you are whom the Lord has brought into their lives and part of the ministry that they're supposed to go through. And that I'm wholeheartedly behind. Let me give you a first big announcement that's going to blow you away. Then I'm going to ruin your life. Okay, I want to do it in that order. One, believe it or not, now this is not a guarantee. Did you hear me say that? Can we get that on to not a guarantee? Did you hear that?
I heard possibility of about 65%.
That is correct. That we will have an opportunity to talk to, most likely not live, but we'll have an opportunity to talk to, possibly, Billy Graham.
Unless you are interviewing Jesus, it does not get bigger than that.
Yeah, well, the Apostle Paul would be bigger.
But that would be nice,
okay,
too.
Okay, you know, I'm just saying. But it's for real. And then we've also we've had another reach out for Rick Warren. So we've got two of the big players that they're just trying to work out some details, see if it works. I'm just letting you know, no, there's no guarantee. Yes, we are in pursuits and discussions, okay? So if you know what, if you want to do something, you could pray that that would happen. I think that would be kind of a cool thing. Because, you know, I made a bet with Professor X, by the way. He said to me, there is no way we can double the audience in the next 30 days. He said, no matter what we do, there's no way that we could double the audience because it's already like doubled and then doubled and stuff. And I said, I disagree. You want to hear what my thought was on that? See, because I can see everybody through their radios in our new technology. So I want everybody to raise their right hand and repeat this pledge. I will share with one person about the David Spoon Experience in the next week and ask them to listen and see if they all do that. We would double the audience within 30 days.
There you go.
There you go. So I'm going to bring that up again. Okay, folks, here it comes. We might have to go out a couple of minutes late on this just to let you know.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to exit the donut.
Okay, I had a conversation with somebody I know who is well-respected in the community, and this person believes that climate change is real, and initially the person said to me there could really be no debate on the matter. There could be no debate on the matter. So we talked for a bit, and I shared a few elements to challenge that statement, okay? Let me start with this. One, there's no genuine empirical evidence that could be quantified that a specific percentage of climate scientists agree on climate temperature increase. There is a recent Danish study that says climate change is in a pause mode. And in the last 10 years, we've had some of the coldest weather on record ever. I asked this question, is it because it's getting warmer? This is the stuff that I have to work through. Is it we're colder because it's getting warmer? But let's understand something about this person. This person is a believer that Jesus died on the cross for his sins. 3 days later, Jesus rose again, believes that. He believes the Bible is the word of God. But he has a blended view regarding the Genesis account of overall evolution. Like our own Tom Cantor, he doesn't believe the Earth is less than 7,000 years old. He doesn't have that point of view. But we were agreeing that there's still much discussion to be warranted. Uh-oh, here I go. On the flip side, while Bible believers understand from God's promise to Noah in Genesis 9:11, and let me read you the promise in Genesis 9:11. I will establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. Now, with that in mind, the world will never be flooded again. So global warming will not melt the polar ice caps and thereby flood the world. So in other words, let me just back that up and retrace that whole thing so you can follow along with me. What we would understand as Bible believers is Genesis 9:11 is very clear. When God made his covenant with Noah, he said this, I will establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will a flood destroy the earth. So the world will never be flooded again like it was in the days of Noah. So whether they think global warming is real or not, there's no way that the polar ice caps melt and the whole world gets flooded. Okay, that we can see that. That's not hard to see. Christians said, okay, yeah, well, whatever. Whatever, it's not going to be because the ice caps melted and the whole world went underwater. So that whole thing is rubbish. On the flip side to that for the Christian is this. The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. What? Slow down. Listen to what I said. The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result. And what's the result? But man has fallen. And the fact is, creation fell at that moment. And not just man and woman, but all creation, which groans. And it is decaying in the meantime. So to say that there's no decay in creation is completely anti-biblical. To say that man's not responsible is completely anti-biblical. Here is where we part ways. The world thinks they can redeem it. The world, by the world's own power, believes they can redeem it. But they can't. Only Jesus can redeem us from sin, and only the redemption that comes from Jesus Christ will redeem nature, and only the return of Jesus Christ will put an end to the decay of nature. And the decay of nature is a direct result of man and man's sin, and nothing else will stop it. And one could say, but it's the technology of man, it's this, it's that. That's not the issue. The issue is not how it's coming about. The issue is, how do you stop it? And the attitude is, oh, we'll do it ourselves. Hey, isn't that like Adam and Eve trying to figure out how they were going to do it all by themselves by making their own clothes in the garden? Oh. So now when somebody says to you global warming, you go, you betcha, from man's sin, and take it right there as an opportunity to witness about the rebellion of man, about the judgment for his sin, about the decay of nature, and that the only way to survive is through Jesus Christ and the return and the redemption of Jesus Christ. And that is really the understanding of climate change. Wow! Chuck one up for the Bible. Chuck it up for the book. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. Can I say that something?
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Buying a new car can be a very stressful experience. TrueCar.com can help. They have the most comprehensive new car pricing information available to make sure you never overpay. Save time, money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street market report. The Dow is up about 92 points today, 16,133 on the blue chips. The Nasdaq up about 29 points to 4267 on the high-tech index. And the S&P up just over 11 points at 1839. All three of the major U.S. indexes were higher on this Thursday. I want to remind you, my friends, if you don't have your own retirement income strategies in place, that is exactly the kind of work that I do each and every day right here in our Mission Valley offices. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, Social Security planning, inheritance planning, putting it all together in a plan to make sure that your paycheck lasts as long as you do. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy-schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lift, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3.
Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wowzer Bowser.
You're on fire, man.
Oh, wow. My phone's blowing up. And here's the greatest part about this. We were just talking about it. Robo producer and I were just talking about this in the room in between. Because I told him I was going to say something about global warming that, you know, it's going to be more challenging than normal, right? And here's the funniest part about this. Nature, now here's where you really get, if you get into the Bible and enjoy it and kind of get into the process that God's trying to teach us. The passage in Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 22 is talking about nature and decay. Keep in mind, that passage was written 2,000 years ago. So nature has been in decay for a long time. One would, and I would say this, I would almost concede this, one would assume as the end of the world gets closer and as the iniquity of man rises,
it'll get worse and worse.
And all of the things that are negative in this result of sin get worse and worse, I would assume that the decay of nature would get worse. I would just assume that. That's how I think. But it's always been that way. Again, only the redemption through Jesus. I mean, you have to love that. And then we were talking about this because it goes back to the argument. Remember the big argument? And this is the difference between politics and faith-based elements and being a Christian. Because there's differences. There's a difference between just like faiths and politics, and just being a Christian. I'm just a Bible-believing Christian. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's I don't have to fight for the right, and I don't have to fight for the left. I just need to be top center because that's the only place eternal life exists, and the only person that can support me and, quite frankly, will never fail me is the Lord. It's the only person. I mean, as good as I am to myself, I will fail myself. As good as my wife is to me, she's the best wife ever. She will fail. Compared to God, everybody fails. God never fails. And so it's, you can't even put them in the same park. And that's that whole thing where Jesus said, you got to, you know, if you love me, hate your husband, hate your wife, hate your kids, that whole process. But here's the kicker. So we're talking about that. And remember, the big political football in the debate was, the government built this. No, I built this. This was with my own sweat and hands. And the government's like, this is, we made this road so you could get there. And they're all talking about what they did. It's the same thing. And like God's going, I gave everybody breath. It's like, oh, yeah, I guess without breath, it doesn't start. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, huh? It's like, yeah, without somebody going, live, there was no living. Oh, okay. So all the roads that the government built or didn't build and all the great exploits man did or didn't do wouldn't even exist. And by the way, if you read Acts, you find out that all the nations have a border limitation in their various times ordained by God. So even though they think they're doing this, that, or whatever, oh, the Lord, you think he's not been in charge? You think, what do you think? He went on vacation? He went to Pluto? Hey, I'm going to Pluto. I'll be back in about a couple thousand years. See ya. He's like, so what are you thinking? You know, then there's the other people, I got to say this, and forgive me for this. There's other people that think, well, God did this whole thing as like an experiment. That's right. Who wouldn't think it would be an experiment? Because God's omniscient. He knows everything. He doesn't have to experiment. He already knows the results of the test.
Give me a bill. You will come.
That field of dreams. Yeah, good call. So isn't that bizarre, though, when you think about it? That turns like everybody's so committed to defending their position.
Just like we were also talking off the air, how you were talking about this guy is so convinced that, you know, there's global warming happening. And you said, well, what about the last 8 years? That's a fluke.
It's a fluke. Anytime there's contrary information, that was an accident.
An 8-year fluke.
And I want to point this out, and this I'm going to say, so now I got to be very careful here. But there's somebody that I happen to know. I'm not going to say whether he's a relative or not, even though he's my brother-in-law, who works for JPL. I didn't say he works for JPL, but he helped with the Mars rover program. Remember, I've talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of my first jokes I ever did on this show, by the way, was I said to him, you know, I was asking him about the rotation of the Earth and the axis being 23 degrees and how does that work with the sun and the moon. And he goes, well, it's either, you know, perfectly aligned because of gravitational pull or there's those three hamsters that keep running up and down up. I was like, oh, that's funny. Anyway, he's like one of the first people to tell you. He goes, yeah, you know, they tell you those stories. There's like water on Mars. I go, yeah, because you see that all the time. There's this on Mars. Or there's there was like a candy wrapper on Mars or some weird thing like that. He goes, they need more money. This is the guy that helps do the program. He builds the program that gets them to Mars. It's like, yeah, then he goes, you know what it is? I go, what? He goes, it's a big ball of dirt. I'm just like, why? They don't want to tell you that because then the people are going to go, well, why are we going there? Well, it's, you know, we get to advance our technologies, but it's a big ball of dirt. There's nothing there. No, there could be life there. So you're telling me we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars to find out where we came from and if there's life in other places? Let's do that in pursuit of God. They're all lying. Don't you get it, folks? Let God be true, but every man a liar. It's just what it is. Sometimes it makes me laugh because even I get into it because you pick a side and, you know, you pick a side in the Super Bowl, and your team loses, and then you're just hoping the wings hold out.
Hey, God is a Dodger fan.
Okay. Not getting into baseball already. When does that start, by the way?
Couple of weeks.
Oh, I know you're getting excited. All right. So that's some pretty interesting, I think, material. We've got some DDDs that we're going to talk about. I didn't tell you this, but I will say that. What do I got, a minute? Or what do I got? No time. All right, I'll come back and tell you about the Farmer's Almanac thing. It's pretty funny. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You don't want to go anywhere. Still more fun.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning 50 this year. My mom is turning 79, and she's getting too frail to do it all on her own. Like most of us in the sandwich generation, I have 3 children at home and a parent who needs more help than I can give her. I was really concerned about having a stranger care for her in her home, and then I met Portia at Golden Care, and she was an answer to prayer. What a difference from the stories I've heard. In fact, my mom's story is one of peace, because I can trust Golden Care's background screened employees to treat her well. Christian owned and CASA certified Golden Care placed a compassionate and dependable caregiver who treated my mom like her own. I can call them 24/7 and they respond right away. Thank you, Golden Care, for treating my mom as precious as gold.
If your loved one needs in-home care, visit getgoldencare.com. Mention KPRZ and get 25% off. Visit getgoldencare.com.
I'm Mia Hamm, 2-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm 6-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varengo today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission, and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk, my favorite part. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... You know, I'm looking outside. One of the first times I've been looking outside today, a little hazy, but still nice weather. Traffic not too bad, and I'm seeing a helicopter out there. So I don't know what that is. That could be anything, but it's a
apparently
helicopter.
A guy flying above the traffic.
Well, yeah, it's a helicopter. It could be anything. It's a helicopter. I've got a couple of DDDs that I'm going to do in the next segment that I'm just telling you, really like them. I want to point out again that I have a friendly wager going on with Professor X. He's in charge of us mutants here at the radio station. And he said to me, and I quote, there's no way that we can double the audience in the next 30 days, no matter what we do. See, you say that to me, it's like, oh, yeah?
Okay. Watch this.
Watch this. So I disagree with Professor X, and I have an idea. It's a pledge idea. What I want people to do is, if you're driving your cars, you got two hands. If you know how to drive with one hand, do this. I want you to raise your right hand. No, not really. But I want you to do this. I want you to share with one person about the David Spoon Experience in the next week or two. Just ask them to listen, just a little. Just for a couple minutes. Just say, this guy's nutty. Listen to this. And by the way, because I can see you through your radio dial, I'm keeping score.
Gee, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
There we go. That's all we're doing. What is wrong with that? All I want to do is rule the world. Anyway, I do want to say, because I want to close out on the climate change, because that's enough. But it's been fun. I mean, you get biblical teaching and you get biblical issues. This, though, from Daily Caller, cannot tell me this is not funny. You can't. If you say this is not funny, I got nothing.
This is not funny.
Okay. Do you have a pulse?
Let me check.
All right.
No.
All right. This exceptionally cold and snowy winter has shown that the government climate scientists were 100% wrong, and Farmer's Almanac was 100% right. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center, CPC, predicted temperatures would be above normal from November through January across the 48 states. This is all that. Not only were they dead wrong, because they were dead wrong, but the 197-year-old Farmer's Almanac predicted it would be bitterly cold over the same time. So you can tell me what you want. There are four lights. Anyway, I'm just telling you, if you're not catching that, okay, 197 years ago, old farmers, you know what's going to happen this year? It's going to be bitterly cold. Didn't we have one of the headlines in one of the major publications? 49 states have snow. The Great Lakes are frozen. I try not to laugh. Work with me. Pray for me. I need help. It's just an amazing point of view that we can be that far off, and nobody seems to care. By the way, I did want to mention this. And, you know, we only got like a minute or less than two. What do we got, like a minute or less than two? Or two or less than one? What? Two or three. I didn't see you because as you walked by, as you did that, something walked by. Somebody walked by. Today is Cherry Pie Day. National Cherry Pie Day. Today is also Love Your Pet Day. Remember, walking a dog can provide exercise for the owner and the dog, and fresh air and social interaction. That's where you have the opportunity to tell your neighbor to pick up after his dog. I like that part. And then here is one of the more important things. These two elements, don't forget this. Luther Crowell received a patent for a machine for manufacturing paper bags on this day in 1872. You know what that reminds me of, don't you? You know, I know you were going to do that. I mean, there's no way that wasn't coming. But let me tell you about the important thing about paper bags. That's where you get Nick Danger from. See, Nick Danger's there, and then the guy, Rocky Rococo, comes in, and he goes, "Do you know what I have in my hand here, Mr. Danger?" And he says, "I used all of my observations for years and years of detective work to look at him and make an assertion and tell him what it is. It's a brown paper bag." Legendary. Okay, folks, we're going to take our exit, come back. Really, some really intense DDDs. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Join KPRZ at the 9th Annual One Day Women's Conference, The Power of Freedom, presented by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial, hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries, Saturday, February 22nd at Brown Chapel in Point Loma Nazarene University. Hear inspiring speakers including Dan Cohen, local CBS news anchor, and his wife, Paige Cohen. The Power of Freedom Women's Conference is an event filled with inspiration and fellowship. Tickets are only $25, including lunch. Group discounts available. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month's special is Melatonin PG, the world's first live-source probiotic fermented melatonin for premier brain, sleep, immune, and antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447.
World Orphans need your help to rescue children all over the world who have no hope now or in the future. But now you can make a difference.
I feel very blessed to be a rescue partner with World Orphans. I think it's a powerful thing when God takes someone's passion and aligns that with a need. For me, God has laid a passion on my heart for the needy and the fatherless. I've been able to see firsthand some of the hurt and some of the need and some of the extremes that are out there. The fact that many of these children don't have any voice.
Now is the time to start changing lives by becoming a World Orphans Rescue Partner. Your $33 per month provides a child with life-changing food, medicine, shelter, education, and the gospel. Start changing lives today. Call 888-ORPHANS or give safely and securely online at kprz.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and Heavenly Talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Yeah, here we go. All right, so a couple things I want to say. That thing about the brown paper bag was pretty funny. I just thought it was kind of funny. Just so you can know, this is kind of one of those interesting things. In 1792 on this date, I'm going to do my DDD, but I have to tell you this. In 1792 on this date, President George Washington signed, now listen to this, the Post Office Act, establishing a permanent post office department. By the way, he's still waiting for his letter of appreciation. It got lost in the mail. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Do you like that? I was waiting an hour and a half to do that joke. It's pretty funny, I think. Anyway, and then John Glenn on this day, by the way, honor to him. Acknowledgement for Mark Larson, who's well connected to this the space program here. Became the first American to orbit Earth on this day in 1962. Very cool. Okay. Love your pet day. Did that. Okay, let's get to the DDD, DDDD, DDDD. DDDDDD.
Otherwise known as the duh.
Duh.
Now that's just retarded.
Okay. All right, here it is. This is when I read this morning, I read this like five times because I had to really think about what I was reading to think if I'm reading it right or if I'm missing this or whatever, because you'll read something in scripture and you'll think, what? This is called The Lion's Den. The Lion's Den. So it's a DDD with a title. And again, we've been titling more of our, I don't title all of them, but some of them. And a DDD is Devotional Diamond of the Day, something that I pick up in my daily devotions and I feel that it's helpful for me and hopefully it'll be helpful for others. And we get a lot of response from that. A lot of people enjoy, you know, sometimes just reminding people to encourage them, different elements. Acts 26:17. And I'm going to tell you, the Robo producer, this is one that when you hear it, you're going to you do the double take kind of thing. And I did this myself this morning. Acts 26:17. It says this, and this is the passage. This is God talking to Paul regarding what his ministry is and the future and where he's heading. And this is when he's the shipwreck that's about to take place hasn't fully taken place yet. In Acts 26:17, it's about to happen. This is what the Lord says to him. I will rescue you from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. Now watch, you got it. It's one of those you got to catch. I will rescue you from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. Paul is on his journey, as we know, in Acts, doing his ministry work best he can, just like we do, knowing, and I disagree with several of my brothers and sisters. I think he knew full well he was a full-blown Christian who was a full-blown sinner who was saved by grace. He didn't say, I used to be a sinner in Timothy. He said, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, not I was chief. Because you always feel like you're the world's biggest sinner, I think. Most people do. And then you just read Romans 7, and some people go, well, that's the state before you get saved. And it's like, it doesn't say that anywhere in that chapter. He goes, the thing I don't want to do, that's what I'm doing. The thing I want to do, that's what I'm not doing. It's like, all right, I know exactly what he's talking about. I think most Christians do. That's what you go through. And you go through that process. You know you're a sinner, but you're doing your best to walk through this process with the Lord. Now, you're a sinner redeemed. You're a sinner saved. But that doesn't mean you're not a sinner. But my point in that is that you go through this process and you go through the journey. And you think when you go through certain trials, you know, is this something that, did I deserve this kind of mentality? We all go through that. Or is this something that the Lord's trying to teach me? Da, da, da. And what we forget a lot. And we do. I forget this a lot anyway, is that sometimes the journey that the Lord has mapped out for you includes some pretty intense storms. So, for example, when the disciples were with Jesus and Jesus said, hey, let's go in the boat and get to the other side of the lake. And then the winds arose and the storm came. It's a people have been teaching and I've been teaching it for years. It's a great position to say that the disciples were certainly in the will of God. In the perfect will of God, they were with Jesus, going with Jesus to where Jesus wanted to go, but yet there were still storms. There were still confrontations. There's still obstacles to overcome. In this case, in Acts 26:17, here's what God says to Paul. I will rescue you from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. So he's sending him to the people and to the Gentiles, but he's telling him ahead of time, oh, by the way, I'm going to rescue you from where I'm about to put you. And I think what happens is we don't think of God in those terms because we think, oh, well, the Lord would never do that. And the answer is, yes, he would. Of course he would. Of course he would. Because here's the thing. You think, well, what do you mean he would do that? Well, yes, if you don't remember, let me help you. He sent Israel to Egypt. He brought the nation to Egypt. He even told Abraham, you're going to be in bondage for a while, then I'm going to pull them out, and I'm going to do a great thing. And you're sitting there thinking, yes, yes, but in God's promise to Abraham, that doesn't include that there will be bad things. I think 400 years of slavery is bad. I could be wrong, but I think, maybe. It doesn't seem nice to me, and so they're slaves. Listen, God sent them there. You can come up with anything you want to come up with. God specifically sent them there. He specifically brought them out. He specifically brought them out on the day he was planning on bringing them out. He could have delivered them 100 years earlier. He decided this was the best plan. That was the plan that was going to be executed. In Paul's case, he's like, I'm sending you over here. By the way, I'm going to rescue you from where I'm sending you, which means, uh-oh. And my whole point to this is this. Christianity is not always roses. For some reason, there's a concept somewhere floating around that Christianity is a carnival. It's a carnival. Let's go get some cotton candy. Let's juggle. Let's do some. Let's throw some darts at some balloons. We'll win prizes. Yay! It's not a carnival, folks. I know that we want it to be. It's not. Sometimes there's trials and tribulations. We talked about this last week. The scripture is clear that through many trials and tribulations, one comes to the kingdom of God. Even if it's not roses, it's our job to obey. It's our job to obey. Sometimes the Lord puts you in a place you think, what am I doing here? Sometimes you think, and don't tell me you haven't gone through this. You're working with people in church, in ministry, in kingdom building, at work, anywhere, even where you live. And you're like, why did God put this person here in my life? Hey, there's a reason. That's the hardest part. There's a reason. And it's not because he's mad at you. That's why he's mad at you. Sometimes he puts you there because he's trying to accomplish things that are beyond you, beyond me, beyond our scope. So here's what we get from him. It's not always roses, but we must obey. We must obey the Lord. We must do what he sets before us. But the promise is this. He will not forsake us. He will rescue us. He will not abandon us. It will not be, even though it feels like they're muddy waters, it will not be an abandonment, that the Lord has a plan. So even if the Lord, and this is the one thing I thought of the lion's den when I was thinking about this, like I was thinking about Daniel. It's like, look, all Daniel did was say, I'm being true to my relationship with the Lord. I'm not going to stop praying. Even if they passed a law, I don't care. You cannot pray it this way. He didn't change any of his habits in the Lord. He kept them going. For that, he got tossed in a lion's den. Okay, but he was honorable to the Lord. And for that, he got thrown in the lion's den, and there's the lions, right? And they're looking at Daniel. You have to think in Daniel's mind, he's thinking, this won't be great because he's in the lion's den. And then the Lord sends an angel. He's like, yeah. You guys, you, Leo, you go over there. You, Kimba, you go over there. And I imagine back then, even though every picture I've ever seen, there's like one or two lions. I just imagine a lion's den might be bigger, might have maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 lions. And then they always show that picture and Daniel's looking out the window. Do you ever see that picture of Daniel? He's looking out the window of the lion's den and all the lions are laying down and they're all like laying down on the ground. And Daniel's looking out there very stoically out the window as though there's a window in the jail that they threw the guy in who they're trying to have the lions devour. Because, you know, they had shutters, too. It was really nice with a fireplace and a nice rocking chair. Are you kidding me? It's a lion's den. They were there for it was there for destruction, to kill people. All he did was follow the Lord. And guess what? The Lord rescued him. And you know what the Lord will do? He'll rescue you, too. And maybe it'll be fierce. Maybe it'll feel fierce. Maybe it won't be roses. But obey the Lord. Do what he tells you to do and trust in this. He will never let you down, ever. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, got something fun to close it out.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Bring your family to Bar Bar Saloon in Old Town, where kids under 10 eat free all day, every day. Kids can get a free meal from the Little Amigos menu with a purchase of an adult entree at Bar Bar Saloon. Visit FiestaDelReyes.com for more details.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by a 747 jet plane? B, by a travel agency? Or C, go on an E3 expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping that you picked E3 Expeditions. E3 Expeditions has opened the way for thousands of people just like you to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Expeditions helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing life-changing mission expeditions. From Africa to Asia, people just like you are changing the world on a 10-day E3 expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Expeditions, and you. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing mission expedition, go to e3expeditions.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change the world. Choose E3 Expeditions. The only thing missing is you. e3expeditions.org.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-211-3377.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-211-3377. 800-211-3377.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Countdown, or it's gonna get cold, so eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, by the way, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. Then you can also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because watch my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake.
That's what I said. We have a very cool, I think, well, you know, is it cool that I say I think it's cool article, and I want to talk about it. And it has to do with something that I know that Robo Producer will appreciate. I do want to remind everybody, and I'm going to remind you a bunch of times, on this friendly wager I got going with Professor X, he doesn't think we can double the audience in 30 days. I think we can.
Time to double down, people.
So we can time to do it. If you enjoyed this last hour, tell somebody about the David Spoon Experience, and the next week or so, have them listen to the show. They can listen online, they can do a podcast, a bunch of different ways to do it. DavidSpoon.com is another way, which I don't promote that a lot.
And then they should put the challenge out, say, okay, if you like it, then your job, you got to tell somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they should do that. And keep in mind that I can see you through your radio, so I'm keeping score. Okay. Now that we got that solved, here is a story just for Robo Producer.
Food or Jim Carrey.
Okay. Insanely cheesy ways to eat grilled cheese.
Love this.
Okay. Now, I must say, the first ones you're going to have to work with me on. Now, you may enjoy them. I'm still working on them. Okay. This one is sweet corn grilled cheese with smoked Gouda, scallions, and chili butter.
I'm all over that. And the Gouda is one of my favorite cheeses.
Okay. So that sounds good. That sounds like a good one.
Definitely.
Right there. Okay. Roasted cranberry and brie grilled cheese.
Now, see, I'm a huge fan of brie. Love brie. You got to be careful with the cranberry. I don't know if that goes.
Okay. See, because I don't know. See, that's it. This one I think I could do, but primarily because of the first item. Bacon, avocado, cheddar, and feta grilled cheese.
All I heard was bacon, and bacon goes good with everything.
All I heard was bacon. Very funny. This one I do not agree with. Strawberry, balsamic, basil, and brie grilled cheese.
I have a salad instead.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. All right, this one I'm not on the fence. I'm not a big fan, but I'm interested to see what it looks like. Blueberry and brie grilled cheese. Blueberry. That's like, I just want to see what it looks like.
Sounds like it's a pretty dish.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, there's no actual blue food. It's purple. Blueberries are purple. There's no real blue. It's not a blue.
So why don't they call them purple berries?
I don't know. Here's one I say no to, but only primarily because of the last thing. Egg in a basket grilled cheese with asparagus.
You had me until asparagus.
Yeah, I don't get the asparagus part. I don't even understand
that. I like asparagus on its own.
This is my favorite right here. Bacon, egg, and hash brown grilled cheese sandwich.
David, I have never tried it, and you have inspired me as a man that loves hash browns. I am all over this.
Is that a great? That just sounds good.
That sounds very tasty.
I mean, you got to try that. So you make, how good does that sound? you know, bacon, egg, and the hash brown, and you put in a grilled cheese, and like, boom, I'm done.
Honestly, you may have inspired tonight's dinner.
Okay. You know, as long as I'm inspiring somebody somewhere to do something in some way, somehow, at some time and in some fashion, I feel like something may not, could or could not, possibly yes and possibly no, could be getting done. That's how I feel about it. All right, folks. Was that good? That was pretty funny.
That was epic.
Yeah. What a great hour of radio. I love when radio is fun, isn't it? It's fun. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I want to thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You know, we're taking a 22-hour break. Coming back, more insanity with Spoonanity 22 hours from now. See you then. We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate.